B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Floor and Decor. Start your Memorial Day flooring project now and head to Floor and Decor for your tile, wood, stone, and installation materials. Nobody beats their selection and nobody beats their prices. What's up, Andre?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what can we do for you, Andre?
So basically, I am trying to get a hold of somebody that I've been seeing. I think she's starting to ghost me. And I was wondering if you guys could maybe try to reach out to her. Let's see what's going on.
Are you going to cry there, young fella?
I mean, I really thought we had a good thing going. She was great. And I'm just, really taken back as to why, I don't even know why she's not reaching back out to me.
Okay. Well, what happened the last time you guys hung out?
I think I have an idea.
That's what I like to hear.
I'm not.
What'd you do?
Is it cool if I just save it for the call? Just because I just don't want to put my business out there.
This means it's extra good.
Wow. I like that.
It's kind of f***ed up, but okay, fine. We'll call her next. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Andre. He has a dead body in his basement, I'm convinced. Because he went out with this girl, Debbie, and he said that she's been ghosting him. And he thinks he knows why. And we asked him why. And he said,
he wants to save it.
He goes, yeah, he basically doesn't want to say it because if it's not it, he doesn't want us to know what he thinks it might be. That makes sense?
Sort of.
Yeah. So I hope it's it because I want to know what it is. Andre?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Just making sure you're still there, my friend.
Taking it all in.
Yeah, we're going to try and call Debbie right now.
Hello?
Is this Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Debbie, please do not hang up the phone. It is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, okay? And I know you're going to be confused, but I can explain why we're calling.
What?
Okay, so we got your number from Andre. Remember Andre?
Yep.
Okay, so Andre called us up. He gave us your number because he would love to go on another date with you, and he feels like you've been avoiding him. So here's the deal. We're offering you a date wherever you want to go. We'll pay for it if you decide to go out with Andre. We'll reserve the whole thing and take care of it if you would like to continue some sort of relationship with Andre.
Oh, no, I don't want to go out with Andre again.
You don't?
No, he embarrassed the crap out of me.
That is exactly what I wanted to hear, honestly, because so here's the thing. So when we talked to him, we asked him, we said, do you think you might have done something to make her stop, to start avoiding you? And he said he thinks he knows what it is, but he didn't want to tell us what it was. So
so he knows that shit was weird then.
I'm guessing he does, but what's the shit? Because he didn't want to tell us what it is.
Okay, so we went to, we haven't been dating that long. And I had a cousin's wedding that I had to go to, and I didn't have a date, and we were hitting it off. He seemed like a nice guy. He seemed normal. So I took him to the wedding, and he brought a backpack with him, which I thought was weird. I didn't know why he needed that.
A wedding?
Yeah, I thought maybe he brought, a change of shoes to dance or something. I don't know, but it was a little weird. And he's kind of starting to act weird towards happy hour, and I feel like I noticed him, putting stuff in his backpack, but I'm not really paying attention. It's my cousin's wedding. I'm mingling with people, and I'm trying to ignore the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the buffet line comes out, turns out the backpack is full of Tupperware dishes, and he's loading up.
Stop it.
On the food from the buffet. I swear.
There's no way.
This man is loading up on the mac and cheese, filling the go boxes.
Wait, hold on a second. Debbie, Andre's on the phone. He heard what you said. Andre, is that the thing that you were talking about?
Yeah, but like, I seriously don't understand what the problem is. How is that embarrassing?
Come on.
Yeah, you know why it's embarrassing. You didn't even want to tell us what it was.
You're stealing food.
I know.
I mean, that's a norm. That's a common thing. People do this at a wedding.
Is it?
Extra food.
Really?
At a wedding. Nobody. And like, my family was there. I can't take him around like my parents and they're like, oh, that's the guy with the Tupperware. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I've been to plenty of weddings and functions before, and you know what happens at the end of the night? They throw that food away. So why waste it? Why not just take it?
Shouldn't it be up to the bride and groom what to do with the food? Yeah. Or maybe they want to take it? Or
I doubt the last thing they want to do is give it to the person that they're the absolute least familiar with at the wedding.
All right, listen. I mean, I still have a bottle of wine. Okay, like, I've not opened it. If you want it back, I'll give it to you. It's not a problem.
Jeez.
What is going on?
Andre.
This gets crazier. And now we're on the radio. I mean, like, come on, man. This is insane.
So, Debbie, again, we originally called because we want to know if you would like to see Andre another time.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have our answer on that.
Okay, well, Andre, now you know for the future that that's
frowned upon.
Yes, that it's frowned upon.
All right, so what? Do you want the bottle of wine or not? Because it's not.
Oh my God.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Is it weird that Shelby just had a baby? Like, I'm talking about the baby's still floppy and she's out dating already. And she dates this dude, Anthony, who does everything for her. Like, he's helping her out with everything, obviously, like with the baby and everything. And despite all that, she still doesn't want to see him again. So basically, we have the nicest person ever who's on the second date update on the 10th because they still somehow messed up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.